Hey, Mike Valenti here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Set up this extra point.
It's time for the extra point with Mully and Haw on 670 The Score.
All right, here we go, guys. Will the Bears make it three in a row on Sunday morning in London? The showdown with the Jaguars. Can you please share a score for the game and a significant storyline we will be discussing on Monday?
Yeah, this is a relatively easy one, I think, because not just because of the travel conditions that hampered the Jaguars and delayed their arrival until early this morning, London time. But I think that the Bears have an opportunity here because they're playing against the worst pass defense in the NFL. And yes, they did play the worst rush defense against the Colts and failed to get the memo and squandered that opportunity. But I don't think they do that again. This will be a game that the Bear defense is able to get to Trevor Lawrence. Maybe they have some success on the ground against the Bears with Tank Bigsby, with Etienne. Maybe that is the weakness of the Bears defense, but they'll be playing with a lead, so the Jaguars are going to have to throw the football, and I think they'll probably will turn the ball over, and the pass pressure will be too much for Trevor Lawrence to handle. Meanwhile, Caleb Williams will thrive, and the Bears will win 27-17, and when we come in here on Monday morning, we'll be talking about Caleb Williams for the third time in six NFL starts, surpassing 300 yards passing. And it will be a big day for the Bears receiving core. Keenan Allen will have his biggest day as a Bear. DJ Moore will have a contribution as well. And Caleb Williams will be a very happy rookie quarterback who will think that this London trip was well worth the effort.
Bears 21, Jaguars 20, closer than I would like. And I think part of that is the Brisker factor and not knowing exactly what's going to happen over at left guard. But I think the travel will be a difference. And I love the fact that Caleb loves football more than the Jaguars quarterback. As far as the storyline, David, I'm agreeing with you 100%. I think it's the third 300-yard game for Caleb Williams. And I also do think that this is the breakout game for the future Hall of Fame wide receiver for the Bears. And I think he has a nice afternoon or morning in London.
Yeah. I got to tell you, this is a tough one for me. I did not like that Dave didn't like the spot. And it makes me go back and look at a bunch of stuff. And I was a little bit uncertain about what I was going to do even up to last night. And I sat down and spent some time with it and looked up a few things I like to look at. I'm going to take the Bears. I'm going to say that the Bears win the game 21-17. I think that I think that the late travel helps their cause. I think that, you know, some of the injuries are, they're bothersome. I don't know that they're prohibitive, but they're bothersome. I just think that ultimately, the kind of what you're thinking, Dustin, that their weaponry may be as good this week as it's been this season. And I think that, you know, what I don't like is that they're not in Soldier Field. I like them at Soldier Field, and I think road games are tough, and I think international games are tough and different things can happen. But I think that the very fact that they'll be able to use some of their weapons, and I'm hoping that you're right. I also hope they still use DJ Moore and they use him down the field. And I hope that Odunze gets some time as well. I think they need to use their wide receivers more than they've been doing. But I don't want any decoy stuff or anything like that. I'll take the Bears 21-17.
All three picked the Bears.
Yeah, we haven't done that very often.
Brandon,
I got Bears 23-17.
What are we going to talk about Monday?
Caleb Williams, continued growth, and I think I'm agreeing with you, David, and Dustin, 300-yard game again, especially going against Trevor Lawrence. I think he might have a 300-yard game, too.
Hmm. Caleb Williams should get 300 yards. This is a defense that gives up 288 on average, and this is an above-average receiving core with a quarterback who's coming in hot in Caleb, and you think that their pass rush, unless their pass rush is able to, their edge rushers, which are good, are able to collapse the pocket and apply pressure in ways that we have seen happen before, but it shouldn't happen this Sunday against this defense. This is a winnable game against a 1-4 football team that's really struggling and a week ago was reeling. They went into that Colts game wondering if they lost, would they fire the coach? And now they have the turmoil of the preparation issue this week. Not turmoil as much as just it seemed like things are chaotic for the Jaguars.
It's a very important game for the Bears because you got to make hay when you can, right? Make mm-hmm. hay when the sun shines. And I think that if you think about the fact that Jacksonville is a 1-4 football team, that does not spell that there not many teams overcome that start and end up having a good season. I'd be very surprised if they were able to do so after the way they've started the season. So, and I'm not saying they've quit on it, but I don't think they're going anywhere. So you better be able to beat a team like this. And they haven't done as well on the road. And I know it's a neutral site game, but it feels like, even though it's technically a home game, it feels like an away game.
This is still the soft spot of the Bears' schedule.
This is my point.
Need to remember that because things get tougher.
You got to win these games.
And you need to take care of business when you can. This is a business trip. They can have all the nice little countryside settings and all the English tea and breakfast, but this is a business trip and the Bears need to take care of business. When we come back, we should talk about what George McCaskey had to say
yesterday. Yeah, that was very interesting. We should. I think we'll get into that a little bit when we come back. It's Mully and Haw. It's Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Hey, Mike Valeni here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.